People of all ages and ethnicities came together on Saturday to spread the message, Stop Asian Hate. Jonathan Nguyen was one of the people that came in honor of someone who could not attend the demonstration. He carried a sign that read, Respect My Elders.
There's a lot of elderly Asian people that are being assaulted, unprovoked attacks, and honestly, like, it makes me so mad, makes me so pissed that, like, I'm scared for my mom, my dad, my grandma, anyone part of my family.
Nguyen says personally, there are many microaggressions he experiences.
Everyone's always gonna throw me like backhanded comments and stuff, saying like, oh dude, like you're so cool for being Asian. It's like, you know, like, oh, thanks for calling me cool for being human. And it's like, we're all human, like it doesn't matter about race and stuff.
Chi Oniaburude came to the event with a group of his friends as allies for the movement. He held a sign that read, We are stronger together, as a way to show he supports the Asian Lives Matter movement.
I kind of relate to back when Black Lives Matter was kind of being a thing where I kind of felt I was alone. But then as people were getting together and voicing their opinions, you know, I felt strongly that I also needed to join in the fight as well. And seeing how this was, the Asian hate started to rise, I wanted to make sure that I was an ally for them as well.
Serena Ashelman, one of the event's organizers, was excited to see the diversity of people at the event.
I was surprised. I kind of thought that it would be primarily Asians and white people. I don't know how to better phrase that, but we had some people from all types of ethnicities here, and that was really great to see that everyone does care about what we have to experience and what we have to say.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.